It's the first college consolidation in Massachusetts since the coronavirus pandemic started. Pine Manor College in Chestnut Hill will become part of Boston College. The small private school has primarily served first-generation and low-income students for the last 25 years. WBUR's Max Larkin has been following this institution closely and joins us now to talk about Pine Manor's future. Good morning, Max.
Good morning, Bob.
So what's the agreement that Pine Manor and Boston College have reached? Tell us about it.
Yeah, Bob, I've been tempted to call it the long goodbye. Thanks to Boston College, Pine Manor can continue to operate for up to 2 years, as they've agreed, as long as there are students interested in learning there. And then after that, BC will create a new institution, the Pine Manor Institute for Student Success. I'd say the shape of that is still vague, but it'd be basically a bundle of services targeted at helping students from underserved communities succeed at BC. And it'd be backed by a $50 million endowment. So that's big. And then in return, BC will take possession of all of Pine Manor's assets, including their campus just off Route 9 in Chestnut Hill. Pine Manor President Tom O'Reilly's putting a brighter spin on things, seeing this as Pine Manor 2.0, in his words. He couldn't guarantee that any Pine Manor staff will move to BC after his college formally closes, but he didn't rule it out either.
All of that is in the realm of possibility. The good news is that tomorrow we're going to begin work on making sure we have a successful fall.
But the bottom line, Max, is that Pine Manor is effectively closing in 2 years as it gets rolled into BC. What drove this?
Yeah, Bob, I think it's too easy to say that the pandemic happened, but it certainly played a big part. For years, Pine Manor has been very small and running on a shoestring. It's almost part of its identity. But Barbara Brittingham, who is president of NECHI, the region's big college accreditor, noted that for a long time, Pine Manor made that small size, small budget work. They found other ways to bring in money. For instance, they ran a childcare on their campus. They rented out their campus for weddings.
Pine Manor was approaching 50% of its income from other than tuition and fees, which is extraordinary. And that was all great until it wasn't.
So, of course, under social distancing and stay-at-home advisories, Bob, those additional revenue streams were set to slow to a trickle.
That's so interesting, Max. What are students and alumni saying about this?
I think this news is still fresh, but so far I've heard pretty mixed emotions. One alumna on the board told me she saw this as the best possible outcome. Pine Manor gets to advance its mission, namely like a hands-on supportive approach helping first-generation students, and they won't have to worry about finances. But I also spoke to Faven Bedard Khalid, a student born in Ethiopia who just finished her coursework at Pine Manor, and she sounded a more melancholy note. She had thrown herself into campus life at Pine Manor, and she said she got a lot out of it.
This school has helped so many people, students that didn't think they had this potential to go to college, graduate, first in their family. I see all the work, all the stuff, and faculty members do for those students.
Ultimately, Bob, Pine Manor's mission of late has depended on its being small and independent. It was a campus where teachers knew your name, you had a tutor and a student support coach who were helping you get along. And I think it will be interesting to see long term whether BC is able to cultivate that same effect at a very different campus. Then again, Bedard Khalid said, classmates at Pine Manor were often complaining about how small and under-resourced their school felt. So the idea of bringing those Pine Manor methods to a big football school, there's some upside possibility there, I think.
All right, big picture, Max. You and the education team at WBUR have been reporting on the challenges facing small colleges for a long time. How has the coronavirus pandemic stressed these institutions? And do you think that more mergers or closures might happen as a result?
Yeah, I think you have to go back to what makes a school thrive. You've got a mission, you've got an idea of yourself, but you also have to have enough students on campus or online to pay your bills. You might get research grants or private gifts, and then you've got these other sources of revenue. For Harvard and Amherst, that's your big endowment generating returns. At Pine Manor, it's things like those wedding rentals. Smaller colleges with small endowments just have less buffer. The little hits kind of hit harder. And then this pandemic was a big hit. It touched nearly every stream of revenue for every college in our region. So I'll side with Barbara Brittingham on this one. People have been saying it was a matter of time before small colleges everywhere had to close, and that might have been a little, you know, presumptuous, but I think it wouldn't be surprising if Pine Manor is just the first in a series of these closures to come soon.
All right, WBUR's Max Larkin will be watching this. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Bob.
You can read more about the financial pressure facing colleges by going to our website, WBUR.org.